All right, so Jackie Coleman's. And then... I hope I got all the key correct. But I know Alina is good at straightening that stuff out for me. So I know these are fairly... I think Bag of Spuds is an A minor, Alina, isn't it? And then The Bird in the Bush is definitely in G. And Jackie Coleman's in D, so...
Thank you.
bag of spuds and the birds in the bush. Can't beat the old classic tunes. That's what I say. How was the tempo for everybody? Good? All right. Let me go to the other screen. All right. I'm on screen two now, so all right, good. I see a bunch of thumbs up there, so great. All right. So we're doing good. We have 41 people, so that's great. Of course, I think that includes me and Michael and Alina, so... It's still very good, though. All right, let's do the New York jig into the Geese and the Bug. Two of my favorite tunes. Pipes here. Let's do, we'll start off with the Dumfries and the Galway. Dumfries is actually one of my favorite tunes, favorite hornpipes of all time. It's a great tune to play for the dancing. And if you know me, you know I play for a lot of dances. So I'll be in Connecticut on the 6th of March. If you know anybody in the Fairfield County area, I'll be doing the Cayley Day Sunday, the 6th of March at the Gaelic American Club. If you ever go to Fairfield, Connecticut, if you've never been and you go there, you should go to the club because it's absolutely beautiful. And I think they allow guests. You know, the membership is very long, but I think two or three families actually mortgaged their house to build this club in Fairfield, Connecticut many years ago. And it's really, really gorgeous. Right, Dunphy. Oh, by the way, I want to apologize. I was so tired last night, I didn't get to do the key changes for the jig, so I apologize for that, but I didn't have it in me. But I got most of them, I think. But, so G to D on the hornpipes. Thank you. Great tunes. If I remember correctly, I think I didn't realize this until just now. I think we did Galway Hornpipe last week as well, I think. And so I'm sorry. If we did, I apologize for the repeat, but still a great tune, though. Okay. Let's do Father Kelly's, I think, reel in G into Dowd's number 9 in D. So, right, and then, okay, Dowd's number 9 is one of my favorite reels. If you don't know it, you should learn it. And I meant to say, you know, if there's tunes here that you're not familiar with, I think we're playing them reasonably slow enough for you to, you should try them, you know. I mean, just sit there and try and learn. If you learn 5 to 6 notes, I end up repeating these on the slow session from time to time. So you pick up a few notes here and there, but the next thing you know the tune. So and you're in the privacy of your own home, so I can't hear you. So you know, definitely feel free to give it a shot. Okay, so here we go, Father Kelly's. Completely lost it there. That's what I get for trying to read the chat while I'm playing. So listen, we'll start it again. Thank you. Let me see. So let's do the Humours of Glen Dart into Leitrim Fancy, and I'm gonna just quickly look that up. I think, because I've recorded it, and I think there's different names for that tunes, and just, I don't want to make a mistake here. If I have it in my book, it might be out. Did we do this Leitrim Fancy last week? I don't know. I think it comes under a different name, though, a lot of you. I think Alina, you mentioned before. I think it's... No, that's Made on the Green, isn't it? That's it. That's what I call Leitrim Fancy anyway, but I think some of you have a different name for that. So we'll do Leitrim Fancy, and the Humours in Glen Dart was one of the first jigs I ever learned to play. It's a really lovely tune. It's not played that often anymore, unfortunately, but there's a typo I just noticed in my tune list. It says Hours of Glen Dart, and I could play it for hours, really, but it's Humours of Glen Dart. So my hours are very humorous right now. So
thank you.
I think the Leitrim Fancy is the original name of this tune, but I'm not a historian, so I wouldn't put money on it, but I wouldn't stake my life on it either, but I'm almost certain.
Ming plays another Leitrim Fancy that I love. I've heard him play it a few times, but it's a totally different tune, and he calls it Leitrim Fancy.
Right. Well, I recorded it as Leitrim Fancy, and I had a whole bunch of musicians with me at the time, and nobody questioned me about it.
I think I know that one by another name. Isn't there another name for this one?
Yeah, that one is also called the Haunted House.
Yeah, I suspected that. I wasn't 100% sure, yeah.
The name of this tune is haunting me as we speak.
Yeah, I've been putting the names in the chat, so if people want to look.
Just call it Leitrim Fancy, okay? Humor me once. All right. So I want to look up Horse Keynes. We haven't played that in a while, and I really love that hornpipe. And I got to play it with Jimmy Keane, who wrote it for his father. And I gotta find it because I can't remember how the bloody thing starts. So just bear with me here. And I can't find it. This is what happens when your house is in turmoil. Lovely. Lovely. Okay, what's that's it, the brown coffin. I think that's what I have with it, right? Okay, let's see if I can remember this bloody thing. It's a great tune. My wife is humming it to me in the background. Of that road that you're going down and you make a wrong turn, but you finally get to your destination and you hope it was worth it. And that's what we did on that hornpipe.
Okay.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, thank you, Don. I'm truly spoiled by this woman. She's going to the store to get sugar. It's the reason I'm so sweet. She keeps me full of sugar. I thought that was an interesting analogy to look at my screw-ups. And I've got that, you know, I teach this to my students too. When you play something and you do play it wrong, it's in your head. I got the beginning of that tune wrong in my head, and I do it almost every time I play that tune. So don't hold it against me. So, hang on. I just realized I'm in the dark. Is that any better? There you go. Hi, can you see me now? I want to illuminate myself because I've lost. I'm back down to my pre-Thanksgiving weight of 235. The best weight in over almost 30 years. All right, so let's quickly get away from that debacle and we'll move right on to. Oh, there we go. Let's do Tim Maloney's and the Morning Dew. Tim Maloney's is a tune, it doesn't seem to be played very often anymore either, and I don't know why. We played it an awful lot in the 70s, So maybe that's why. I don't know. In the London, a lot of these tunes were like hardcore in the London Irish music scene in the 70s. So. Because we all know Morning Dew, right? Okay. Okay, let me just check something here. Okay.
One more time.
That wasn't too fast, but it's another great tune, though, isn't it? It really is. All right, well, let's spice things up. So, Michael, I think, should we talk about stuff now? I think most everybody knows, but I think we have some people that haven't been here in a while, so you can mention all this stuff. Well, thank you, Michael, for all that you do. And all this stuff is available because of Michael, I have to say. And then Michael's friend did this amazing thing where he created. You want to tell him a little bit more about that, Michael? And can people get the individual tracks that he did, or do they have to get the whole file? It's pretty amazing. I can't believe that that's, you know, the work of, you know, COVID, that we've accomplished all that in the last couple of years. Part of what's been happening in the world, and I'm very proud of it, and it's free. That's the other thing, you know, donations are greatly appreciated, but I do want to reiterate the fact that I made it available for free. It's, you know, my kind of legacy, I guess, a lifetime of learning all these tunes and playing for the last 50 years, and it's the least I can do for everybody. And I'm very, very proud of it, and I'm really thankful to Michael for his efforts in making it possible in the first place. So there's a couple of things I want to mention before we go, and hopefully I won't lose everybody as we move along here, but I am taking a trip to Ireland, and I know some people expressed interest. I got an email from Ireland today. So if anybody is on the fence, I would like to go. They have to book the rooms in the next week or week and a half. So if you want to join me for a week and have sessions like this and better, maybe like, you know, look, you know, I accommodate everybody in the session. So if we can play slow tunes and then we can play fast tunes. That's, you know, I think everybody would get enjoyment out of it. So sessions every day, there's some performances and special guests and sightseeing and all that kind of stuff. So the last week of March 2022, if you want to join me for that, please go to the website and grab that information. In fact, Michael just posted it on the chat. So I did want to say that. And, it, you know, there's other ways you can help me that are not financial. And that one of them is subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you get 1,000 people on YouTube, I don't have anywhere near that, which is kind of interesting. But there's tons of the Monday Nights with John available on that. There's also some accordion workshops I've done. So Jimmy, if you're interested, if you go to my YouTube channel, there's a couple of workshops I did on ornaments and that kind of stuff for the accordion. It's nothing to subscribe, but if I get to 1,000 people and then people start watching it, then I can monetize that, and that's a way for me to generate some income. Some people make multi-millions of dollars. I'm not that good at that stuff, so but it would be kind of cool to supplement my income to some degree if I had enough subscribers. So that's one way to help me if you wish to do it without actually costing you anything. So but that's it. I don't know what else to say, so we'll keep moving along here and going. Oh yeah, so I think we'll liven things up just a little bit here, and we'll do the slides, and we can have a bit of fun with the slides. So I hope you join me now. We're going to do the hi-ho on this, on the Dingle Regatta. So we've done that before. It's a lot of fun. So hopefully you'll join me on that. everybody. I better stop there. I took a chance. I'm on this drafting chair, and every time I stand up, the wheels go backwards. So I was afraid when I sat down again I'd miss. So I got away with it that time. I should have lowered the chair to begin with. But anyway, that's always a lot of fun. I've been doing that tune since I was a little kid there. Eamon Coyne, a lovely fiddle player from Liverpool, played with the Liverpool Ceilidh Band, and he was the guy that all the kids used to go to when we went to Liverpool, and he was the one that started that for us. I'm sure other people did it before him, maybe, I don't know, but that's where I got it from him, and he was a great character, and it was very interesting. He was like the Pied Piper. All the kids just used to love hanging out with Eamon Coyne. So, and of course, his son's a great player. It's Eamon, his son, and Michael, and his son plays the pipes. Great piper. And there's Eamon, Michael, and there's one other, and I can't think off the top of my head. So, all right. So let me see. Let's. The Plains of Boyle. I always forget. Is that it? Yeah? Okay. And then we do that in the Boys of Blue Hill. I think we did the Boys of Blue Hill last week as well, but you know what the heck? I just love those tunes, so. All right. Thank you. Joe Joyce was a lovely man, Julia. So I just saw your post there, your chat. He was a really great guy, and I was proud to know him. All right, so we don't have a ton of time left, so let me see. Let's do the, how about the humors of, sorry, the Jolly Tinker and the Pigeon on the Gate. So... All right. So here we go.
Thank you.
Pigeon on the Gate. great tune. I think I'm going to finish up, folks. I'm a little tired. I'm feeling it a little bit now in my neck and all work I did today in loading the... I was loading the dumpster before and during the break we had between the tune learning and the slow session. So I got most of the stuff picked up already, but I'm feeling it now. So I'd like to finish, if that's okay. Hopefully you'll play along with me with my... The waltz I wrote for my mother, I taught this tune, and so if you don't know it, you've certainly heard it before. So my Ballingarry Lady, and so this is for my mom up in heaven, and for all of you guys, thanks for being here and your support. I hope to see you again next week, and again, keep sending the requests. I did get a couple of requests. And I apologize, I've been so busy with the kitchen I was kind of a little sidetracked. But I do have the emails, and so I'll check those requests and see what we can get to. You know, tune learning and tunes that you want to learn to play or whatever, or tunes that you know and you want me to teach it and get to know it a little bit better, feel free to do all that, okay? All right, so God bless you all, and... Thank you. There you go. My Ballingarry Lady, written for my mother, Mary, who was from Ballingarry and Turles, County Tipperary. So